Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sudden went from not much in it to not a single sore spot in it.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. It's you know what, this is typical Giants baseball though. It's exciting. It kind of can get you frustrated a little bit, but in the end, you walk away leaving satisfied and excited still. And it's something that the Giants have a knack for doing.
It really is. It's been amazing to watch them just battle and battle and battle all year long. As a guy who spent so much time in the bullpen, where you knew, like back in the day, if it was a 5-run deficit, you were going in there to basically eat innings more than battle for a win. It's different, though, this year. Does a lineup that cracks like this infect that bullpen and put a little more bounce in guys' steps as they warm up, thinking, man, we're still in this game, even though we're losing by 3-4 runs?
Well, absolutely, especially in a year like this year where everything is just amplified, right? In such a short sample size that we're having this year, every run, every inning, everything just is that much more important because you're running out of time, and it's just such a small amount of games that we're playing. But, you know, I mean, that's kind of how you have to play. If you could play that way, and in theory, you would expect guys to play that way through a 162-game season. But everything is just that much more important, so you have to be focused. You have to be ready every time you come in the game, especially down the stretch like we're seeing now where they're fighting for a postseason spot, and everyone's got to come in, do their job, pick up the guy in front of them, and keep the ball rolling, so to speak.
Is the biggest surprise to you the way the offense has performed from a poor early start or the way the bullpen has performed since a poor early start?
Well, I think that the offense has those veterans. You know, you have your Longorias and your Crawfords and your Belts and guys who have done it for a long time. And then you have your young guys who have come up and who have really, you know, been exciting to watch and have excelled. But the bullpen having their only real veteran guy being Tony Watson, a guy who's been there for a long time and seen all sorts of different things throughout his career, the young guys who have come up and really stepped into these roles where they're thrown into the fire. You know, Sam Selman today, for example, came in and nailed down the save. And, you know, it looked like for a second it could have gone a little haywire, but he was able to be composed and make some good pitches. And I think the bullpen has really impressed me because it's a bunch of young guys who haven't been there before, and they're stepping into these roles and really doing a great job.
On the pitching side of things, non-bullpen division, this team has gone through a lot of different starters over the course of the year. Different guys have been good at different periods of time. As we're getting close to the playoffs, do you envision anything like a playoff rotation coming together?
Well, I think you have to start thinking about it. I think if you're not right now, it would be a little bit irresponsible. But I think that, you know, coming down to the wire, first and foremost, you have to focus on winning the game because you have to get to the finish line and be in to actually think about what happens on the other side. But I think those decisions right now are being made. I think that guys who are going out, they're seeing where they could be stacked out. But, you know, you have Oakland coming up and you have Colorado and you have four more against San Diego, which are going to all be really big games. And I think right now, in the present moment right now, as we're sitting here talking about it, you just have to focus on every starter going out and giving the team the best chance to win every day. Once that happens and you can secure a postseason win or a postseason berth, hopefully it happens before, you know, game 60. But right now I think the most important thing that you can do is just go out there and give your team a chance to win. And as you know, the season winds down, you play your last few games, hopefully you have a little bit of a buffer and you get in, then you can start thinking about that postseason rotation.
George Kontos here on 95.7 The Game. I'm sure you weren't buying into the early season anxiety and hullabaloo over Gabe Kapler, but it looks like it's working now better than it did earlier in the year. What are you seeing out of Kapler that makes you think this has really come together under his watch and he's responsible for what part of it?
Well, I mean, I think he's the guy who controls the clubhouse. And I think, you know, to Gabe's credit, I think he's done a good job of establishing himself as, you know, the kind of manager that he is, as opposed to the kind of manager that's going to come in and follow Bruce Bochy, which I think was going to be his hardest obstacle all along. When you follow a guy who's going into the Hall of Fame, who brought three World Series championships to the city of San Francisco, that's pretty difficult. And he's done a very good job, in my opinion, of establishing his own identity and doing the things that he feels needs to be done best for the club. But, you know, you can tell that he has a great relationship with the clubhouse, and the trust between him and the players is there. And I think as that bond strengthens through just time and games played and getting more, comfortable with the guys in the clubhouse, and one spring training for 3 weeks and then a long shutdown and then a quick ramp up isn't quite enough time. But as time has gone on, you can see that the relationship that he has and the rapport with everybody, the trust is starting to be formed, and I think he's just doing all the right things right now, and they're firing on all cylinders.
When you have a situation like this where basically there are about seven teams fighting for, wild card spots and two, five and six spots, but basically the playoff field is crowded, is it easier for players to focus on the task at hand because there are too many games to scoreboard watch, or do players simply not scoreboard watch anymore?
I think there's definitely scoreboard watching. Obviously, that for sure happens. But I think if you get caught up in the scoreboard watching, which I think is what differentiates, you know, the players from the fans, for example, when we sit and watch the game, we know exactly what's going on. The players do as well, but they have a job to do. They have a job to come in and play as good a baseball as they can every single day, and their focus should be on just that one day, because if you start losing that focus and you start thinking of too many things, then it can impact your ability to be present and in the moment. So I think those guys right now are showing up every day, and they're trying to play just good, solid baseball like they have been, and they hope to continue to do to get into the playoffs. The scoreboard watching is natural. You're always going to do it, especially when it comes down to those last couple days. I remember in 2016, we were scoreboard watching the whole time because we had that wild card game and we were battling with the Cardinals, seeing what they were doing every single game. And it's natural to watch that. But I think once the game starts, once the things get rolling and you get into your rhythm of your warm-ups and get ready for the game, the scoreboard watching is out, and all that's important is the task at hand, which is the next, nine innings, 27 outs.
I believe the last time we talked to you, Joey Bart had just gotten called up, maybe a day or two before. After getting a little longer look at him, what are your impressions of the big youngster?
I think he's taking everything right in stride. You know, he was getting a little bit of criticism early on with not having worked with some of the veterans and some of the rhythm and the tempo wasn't quite there. But I think that he's done a really good job of working with the pitchers now and getting on the same page with some of these guys with the second and third and fourth times he's working with them. And he looks a lot more comfortable with the plate. He's hitting the ball a lot harder. He's hitting it square on the sweet spot and driving it. And you could tell he's got all the tools that as he gets more comfortable and confident, I think only better and better things are going to come from him.
George, you ever let one get away from you and hit another guy in the head?
Have I? Sorry, is that what you said?
Yeah.
No, I have not. I've never hit anybody in the head. I have hit a few people, as I'm sure you guys all remember, but never in the head. I've always tried to, avoid the high fastball, at all costs, just because it gets a little dicey when you get near guys' heads.
Sam Coonrod, obviously, he plunked Dylan Moore last night. Very scary moment. And word on anything that I can see is that Dylan Moore is going to be no worse for the wear for a guy taking 90 plus off his own helmet. Now that it's over and you can't be fined or anything, when you did hit a guy, how often was it unintentional and how often was it a code red?
Well, I think it's very evident when it is a you know, when it's an intentional pitch that hits somebody, I think that there are things that happen earlier in games most of the time that will kind of dictate how a team will respond. And when those type of things happen, it's pretty evident and clear right away what the situation is that's going on. In a case where it's just, you know, Sam Krugrod comes in the game and he's amped up and he's throwing 100 miles. You know how hard the intent has to be to throw 100 miles an hour? He's out there trying to throw that fastball to a spot as hard as he possibly can. And sometimes they get away from you. If your front side opens a little bit too quick, you know, the body works with the flow of kinetic energy. And if something moves a little early, there's going to be the detriment of that on the other end. And if you pull open a little early, you're not going to be able to get through the fastball as well and as out in front, and you're going to miss it arm side high right. And that's what happened. He tried to get after one. He throws very, very hard. The timing was a little off, and he let one loose, and unfortunately it hit him. I think there's really no malicious intent. Sam's a really good guy, a nice kid, and he doesn't want to hurt anybody, obviously. So it's just one of those things where he throws hard. One got away from him, and, you know, thankfully Moore is going to be okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't think he did it intentionally at all. You don't plunk your first guy like that without any sort of, you know, instigation. It was a mistake, but a little bit scary for sure. Hey, George, thank you very much for joining us once again. How big of a football fan are you? How big of a golf fan are you? How big of a hockey fan are you? How big of a basketball fan are you? Because we've got NFL week two, we've got playoff basketball, we got playoff hockey, and it's the U.S. Open, and it's the Bay Bridge Series. How busy are you going to be in sports this week?
I'm going to be very busy. I am a Chicago Bears fan. The Lions let us off the hook here this past Sunday. I'm a huge golf fan. I think that's been, you know, well known for a lot of years now. So yep. The U.S. Open is on in the background right now. I'm actually covering the games against Oakland this weekend on NBC Sports Bay Area pre- and post-game, so I'm super excited to be doing that. And my Blackhawks were out very early, so I'm not really paying that much attention to the hockey anymore. But it's great to have sports on and have something to do, and I'm really excited to be broadcasting the games again this weekend. So things are going to – I'm looking forward for a really fun-filled, action-packed weekend.
Listen, George, if we can't beat the Giants on Sunday, just to throw the whole thing in the garbage.
Well, I think you guys are doing great, and hopefully we can scratch a few wins out to help our causes as well.
Always great to talk to you, George. Break a leg this weekend on pre and post. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.